This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The University of Arkansas Global Campus will use a grant of more than $900,000 to expand an already existing IT readiness initiative. The grant, awarded by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, will be used to help train workers and fill skills gaps as identified by industry leaders in Northwest Arkansas. The grant will allow the U of A to offer courses at discounted prices to residents of the state. It's the third grant the Global Campus has received for this type of training in the past 3 years. The Arkansas Insurance Department is alerting Arkansas Medicare beneficiaries that new Medicare cards are being mailed out this month. There are no fees associated with the new federal ID cards. The new cards also no longer carry personal Social Security numbers, which were subject to identity theft, according to department spokesperson Ryan James.
Whenever there is a new change to Medicare or an enrollment period that opens up, we have sadly discovered that there are scammers who prey on seniors, phone calling them, pressuring them for information, threatening them with, you know, if they don't provide the information, that somehow their Medicare benefits can go away. What the insurance department is really focused on is letting them know that nobody from any government, federal or state, will ever call them on the phone to ask them for any information.
The agency suggests Arkansans, upon receipt of their new Medicare card, destroy their old card immediately. Ryan James says the Arkansas Insurance Department operates a senior health insurance information program to inform seniors about critical benefits as well as protect them from fraudulent activity.
Our staff full of volunteers and insurance professionals, that all they do is answer questions with regards to Medicare. We have an 800 number that folks call us at. It's 1-800-224-6330. We also have a website, insurance.arkansas.gov, and our senior health program is under our consumer services tab. And we are available as a trusted local state-based source to answer any questions about any of the new cards or to protect citizens from any of these scammers that are going to start preying on Arkansans.
Beneficiaries may also contact the Medicare and Medicaid Fraud Reporting Center with complaints at 800-581-1790 or online at MedicareFraudCenter.org. The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission is meeting today. As Michael Hiblin with our partner station KUAR in Little Rock reports, the key point of discussion involves the possibility of hiring an outside consultant to score applications for dispensaries.
After allegations of impropriety regarding the scoring of applications for growers, some commissioners have said hiring an independent consultant for dispensary applications could speed up the process and provide more transparency. An agenda for today's meeting says the commission will discuss the procedure and timeline for hiring a consultant. An emergency rule change would have to be approved. 227 applications have been filed, with 32 dispensary licenses to eventually be awarded. Legal challenges concerning the awarding of cultivation licenses delayed the process of implementing the voter-approved program. On Tuesday, 5 licenses were issued for companies to grow medical marijuana after a court injunction was lifted. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
About 1,000 people are expected to attend the 2018 Arkansas Trucking Championship today through Saturday at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. The trade organization Arkansas Trucking Association hosts the annual event now in its 51st year. The event will include a commercial vehicle inspector's challenge, a technician skills competition, and a truck driver skills contest. Nearly 200 drivers and technicians are registered to compete. And the extension of the Razorback Greenway into Bella Vista will be formally celebrated later this month. The City of Bella Vista, in conjunction with the City of Bentonville, Bike NWA, and the NWA Trailblazers, will host a ribbon cutting for the extension at 9 a.m. Saturday, July 28th. The ribbon cutting event will be at the new Greenway Terminus at Blowing Springs Trailhead.